only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, hey, doggy. Sweet.
Oh, no.
Sweet. Good morning.
I can't stand that.
Welcome to, that's why I do it every time. It is the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, just annoying you every single chance I get.
Yeah, for cripe's sake, man.
Oh, my God. This is the worst. Hey, we're just about done here. Good news for everybody, us included. Before we go, though, we got to do your final fact and opinion before we get to what we learned on the show. And, Hunter, I don't know if, I mean, you're kind of a history guy. You get into some history stuff.
Love the History Channel.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I thought this was interesting. Winston Churchill, you remember him, right? During World War II, he's a prime minister.
Good buds.
Good guy. Smoked a lot of stogies. Well, anyway, Winston Churchill was voted out of office as Prime Minister of England just 2 months after defeating the Nazis. A guy named Clement Attlee, anyway, beat him in a landslide. Apparently, voters thought a different party would be better in peacetime. Like, if I was Winston, I'd be like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, come on, I helped you beat the Nazis, and you guys
are
like...
What are you guys doing, you know? Enjoy your 2 months. You're out.
You're out of here, man.
You're out of here.
I'd be pissed if you're like, all right, fine, I'm sorry I did all that work helping us beat the Nazis. So sorry. God.
You know, Winston, yeah, right off into the sunset, you did your job, you know, and just enjoy the rest of your life.
Yeah.
It's probably tough to be in office like that all the time.
Yeah, that would definitely age you. I remember reading somewhere, like, his daily routine. That guy drank a lot. He smoked a lot of stogies, but well, let me see if I can find the whole one. Winston Churchill.
He's just a drunk, huh?
Drinks.
Slamming booze.
Drinking.
There's a lot of stuff that probably went on behind the scenes as a...
Who knows if this is real? So here it is. So Winston's epic drinking regimen. So he would wake up and drink like champagne.
Okay.
And then he would take a nap or do some paperwork while he was in bed eating breakfast and drinking. Then he'd take a nap. Then he'd wake up, have some more drinks with lunch. Do some more work, then take another nap, and then drink some. Like, dude, it's just insane.
Damn.
It's insane.
I don't think those are naps. I think he's just passing out. There's a difference, you know.
I'm going to go take a nap. No, you're going to go pass out again. You're drunk.
Exactly. You smell like booze. You need to go. Come on. Drink some water.
A morning whiskey mouthwash, bottle of champagne at lunch, and drinks off with President Roosevelt all in a day's work.
The guy you have making decisions for your country. I don't think he just wants some boozed up dude walking around the Oval Office.
Maybe that's why they voted him out. Like, hey, we appreciate you doing the whole beating the Nazis thing, but you got to get your drinking under control, Winston.
Man, you need to get back on the wagon, man. Come on.
A little too much. Your nose is getting a little red. Getting a little red there. Anyway, but all right, there you go. That's your final fact about old Winnie Churchill.
Old Winston.
All right, old Winston. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got what we learned on the show. Then we'll get the hell out of here.
Rock 107.